Right now, some of the hottest artists in Latin music are in Miami for the Billboard Latin Music Conference and Awards. Those awards celebrate the most popular musicians and business innovators in Latin music. Now, if you are not an expert on Latin music, do not worry. We have you covered. Here to guide us, Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. They are co-hosts of the NPR podcast Alt Latino. They've been with us this week to tell us which artists to keep an eye on. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So far we've covered Pitbull, Jennifer Lopez, and Romeo Santos. Today we move on to Mexican music, Felix.
Yeah, and we're going to do something that's sometimes called an acquired taste. It's a very, very rural style of music. And the music industry calls it Mexican regional. The Mexican community has a bunch of different names for it: corrido, ranchera, conjunto. Either way, it's great party music.
Okay. And we'll deal with the eye rolling on Jasmine's side.
Come on, that's not true.
I can see you. Yes, it is true.
But the listeners can.
But now they know. So let's hear some. Felix, tell us what we're going to hear first.
We're going to hear La Puerta Negra, and this is a track from their nominated CD called Los Tigres del Norte Unplugged.
Ya está cerrada, golpe escaldado.
Let's just get real about it. I mean, this is the kind of music that if you drove by a big family party,
right,
you would hear, or the kinds of songs the kids learn in elementary school, right?
Sort of, yeah.
They're called corridos.
These are corridos. They're like storytelling songs. And, you know, interestingly, they have their roots in the Mexican Revolution. And what happened was that these minstrels would go, because it was fought on two fronts, in the south and in the north. So in order for people to keep aware of what's going on, these guys would travel back and forth and sing these songs. They were corridos, about battles, about heroes, about what was going on. And then it developed into, you know, love stories. And then it just became a whole tradition along the Texas-Mexican border, along the border with the U.S. and Mexico.
So, Jazz, is it fair to say that perhaps some of the younger generation is not as in love with corridos as the seniors in the family are?
No. There's been a whole reinvention of corridos. There's this new style called tribal, which fuses corridos with electronica and with dance music. But I have to say, Los Tigres del Norte really won my heart over with their storytelling abilities. They tell the stories of immigrants and folk stories, really.
But isn't it also true that this genre had a moment of kind of, notoriety when the narco terrorists or the drug gangs,
right,
kind of adopted this genre as their own? And they commissioned corridos to tell of their exploits.
Right.
And this was not well received, I think, by a lot of people.
Some of the listening public. But, you know, some of the people really dug it, too. It's akin to gangster rap.
Right.
And telling those stories and crossing the line and going maybe a little too far.
It's kind of like the CNN of...
Absolutely.
You know how people used to say that rap was the CNN of the hood? In
right.
a way, this is its own kind of CNN.
Right.
Or
absolutely.
Fox, if you will. Fox
yeah.
News, if you will. Jazz, tell me about this album, Unplugged. You said that there's also something interesting about the way this album has been marketed.
Well, yeah. I mean, for someone like myself, who I'm of another generation than Felix, and I'm also not Mexican or Mexican-American, it made it very translatable that the Unplugged album had other artists who appealed to me, like Calle 13, like Juanes, the Colombian singer, to get an album by Los Tigres del Norte with such high-profile collaborations really made it easier for me to ease into that world.
It's always going to be an acquired taste because it's so specific to that part of the world, that part of the country. You know, I grew up with it. My mother loves this music. And so as a result, when I was a kid, I hated it. I preferred the Jackson 5. You know what I mean? But as I grew older, especially now, the stuff is great.
Coming to a Christmas party near you. Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst are co-hosts of NPR Music's podcast, Alt Latino. They joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thanks, guys, for spending time with us this week.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
it was
you
fun.
So much.
We're going to take you out on another artist in the so-called regional Mexican category. Here is Jenny Rivera singing Basta Ya.
Desde hoy he prohibido a mis ojos el mirarte de nuevo a la cara. Tienes algo que acaba conmigo, que a mi mente de mi alma separa.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Freddie Boswell, Bridget DeShagas, Andrew Limbong, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, Jessica Reedy, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Bridget Armstrong. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producers are Devar Ardalan, with help this week from Kenya Young. The technical director is Neil Tivolt. He had a hand this week from Sean Phillips. Our special thanks to engineering supervisor Kevin Langley. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember, to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.